This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Obamacare heads to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
They're actually going to take the largest case, the one that we expected, that involves 26 states. It emanates out of Florida. Of course, the court question there is all about the mandate. Is the mandate constitutional or unconstitutional? That will be the key decision they have to make.
We've never had a Supreme Court ruling in the past, never, where the Congress was determined to be able, under the Constitution, to require somebody to buy a product or a service.
These folks know they can't win on the big issues, so they're trying to make the fight about social issues that stir up their base. They're spending their time trying to divide this country against itself rather than coming together to lift up our country.
It's the individual saying, I don't want this, making them buy something, which is different. I don't think that's regulation. I think that's imposition. And I hope the five justices of the Supreme Court see it that way.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Yesterday, we were breaking news to a lot of you when the Supreme Court announced at 10 a.m. Eastern Time that they would be hearing the Obamacare legal challenge, specifically the one emanating from Florida, including the majority of states in the country, 26 states, the NFIB, the American Center for Law and Justice. We represent now 106 members of Congress, and that list is growing. And I've already had 38,000 of you sign up online at aclj.org, adding your name to our brief now. You supported the cert petition, now the brief to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we have seen the momentum. You've now heard the news. Let's break it down for you again about how you can get interactive. And, Dad, this is the case of cases, 5.5 hours of oral argument scheduled for the Supreme Court over 2 days.
Yeah, it's going to be – this is the most significant challenge since the Campaign Finance Act cases back almost 7 years ago. Here's what you've got. The Supreme Court has granted review, just so everybody knows. I'm glad our television audience is here as well. The Supreme Court has granted review on every issue. So the entire law is for challenge now, is up for a challenge. What that means is the issue of the individual mandate, that is the requirement that you acquire this insurance, which has abortion funding in it, that's in play. The severability issue, whether if one portion of the law is declared to be unconstitutional, what happens to the rest of it? That's in play here. The courts agree to hear that. The Anti-Injunction Act. Could this lawsuit be brought in the first place before the law actually goes into effect? That is at play. So, Jordan, all of the issues that have been raised here are now before the Supreme Court of the United States. The oral arguments will be 5.5 hours over 2 days. We're representing, as Jordan said, right now 106 members of the United States Congress and many of you. So this is a huge issue. The repercussions and ramifications of this are very, very serious. I mean, you're talking about a challenge of challenges. We've been waiting for this. We've been hoping for this. And now we're at the moment of truth. And the reality is, as it is now being discussed, this is going to be the most significant case. And folks, at the end of the day, it is also all about abortion. Listen to what the President of the United States said. That statement where he says, on this fundamental issue, I will not yield and Planned Parenthood will not yield. This is the Planned Parenthood Restoration Act. This is their funding act. They're going to be able to put those clinics in every school in the country if this law allows to be actually implemented in 2014.
You know what, folks? Here's the key here on the law specifically. We're going to have a decision before the election. This is coming June, July. So we will know certainly before the next presidential election, congressional elections, whether or not the Supreme Court has invalidated the individual mandate, the entire law, whether they've held it constitutional, whether they've used the Anti-Injunction Act and said, okay, this can't really be challenged for a couple of more years. So you're going to know exactly whether or not, one, was President Obama's fundamental health care reform, did it even pass constitutional muster? Part two, if it did, and the Supreme Court says it might or it's okay for a couple of years, then it's all going to be up to elections. You need to call now and add your name to the brief, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's official. The Supreme Court of the United States will now determine whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's right. The highest court in the land has decided to hear the flawed health care law. And now we must focus on urging the justices to declare this problematic measure unconstitutional. For more than a year and a half, the ACLJ has battled Obamacare in the courts. We knew from the very start that this law was bad for America. A pro-abortion, government-run measure that does not provide the kind of health care America needs or deserves. Stand with the ACLJ now. With a decision expected by the High Court in just a matter of months, it's now more important than ever to voice your opposition to Obamacare. Join our amicus brief to be filed in this case, urging the High Court to reject Obamacare and declare it unconstitutional. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Well, there you have it. That was President Obama's statement in front of Planned Parenthood. And I want you to know that when we're talking about this Obamacare challenge now accepted by the Supreme Court of the United States, I want to be very clear here, folks. The Supreme Court of the United States has accepted for review the challenge on the constitutionality of Obamacare. This is a big development. Most significant Supreme Court case we've worked on in a long time. The impact on this is going to be huge in scope. We represent 106, as of right now, 106 members of the United States Congress and about 40,000 of you. But here's what we want to do. We want to file the briefs, and there's going to be multiple briefs that we're going to be filing here, to the Supreme Court of the United States. And we want to be able to tell the court that we're representing hundreds of thousands of American citizens, taxpayers, that are required to pay for and participate in Obamacare, and we're representing them from all 50 states, and this is where you come in. I need you to become part of our Supreme Court team. You do that by calling our toll-free number, adding your name to the brief, and becoming part of the team, or going to ACLJ.org. If you want to be part of history for your children, for your grandchildren, for your wife, for your husband, for our country, you go to the phones right now. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and that will allow you to have your voice heard. You will actually be part of a brief. I'm holding my hand right now, a brief. It'll be much thicker than this one. This was the first one we filed to ask the case to be heard. But this next one's going to be much more extensive. So, again, if you want to be part of this, 877-989-2255. You can be part of history. You're going to be filing a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States on Obamacare, which is the biggest abortion provider in our history legislatively. And secondly, and folks, this is very significant here, you also are going to allow those clinics in the schools. And that is nothing but trouble. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, you've been in Washington at our government affairs office. Congress is very encouraged, I would say, enthusiastic, cautiously optimistic that we're going to get a good decision here, but the battle's begun. We got calls coming in, but we really need to let people know. And by the way, Jordan, you hosted an event in Florida not long ago that had the leading people involved in the healthcare challenge on a panel.
That's right. We had the current Attorney General of Florida, Pam Bondi, who's been speaking out in the last couple of days already. The former Attorney General, Bill McCollum, who, of course, has also been on television a lot, as you have, Dad, talking about this issue. And one of the state senators there, Mark Haridopoulos, who was able to put forward their legislation at the state level, all talking. This was right before, by the way, the Obama administration announced that they would allow the fast track. It was actually just days. That was on a Friday that we had filmed. On that Monday or Tuesday, the Obama administration said, okay, we'll allow the fast track to the Supreme Court. So all the analysis there was exactly right. And this is, again, this is key because you've got the 26 states and you've got the Attorney General of Florida there who after I said, you know, they had done a great job, said we had done a great job because we brought in those members of Congress, now at 106 members of Congress, to support them because they're going to need all the support,
absolutely,
all the firepower they can get, Dad. This is an unprecedented kind of argument, and that's why we've already had over 38,000 people at ACLJ.org sign up. That's not including our phones. And if you want to do that, you call 877-989-2255. What are you doing? You're adding your name to the brief we're filing at the Supreme Court. If you called before on Obamacare, great. We got it here. We did exactly what we've said. We needed to get it to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're there. Now you need to call again because we can't just take your name from that and put it on another brief. You've got to sign to this brief, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Tony is calling from Florida Online 3. Tony, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Tony.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Everything you guys are doing, and I want to challenge my brothers and sisters out there is to get involved. I'm going to do a petition on my own to let the general public know what's going on. I'm going to get my brothers and sisters as individuals in our church group to go out as individuals and citizens of this country to let the general public know, because the general public, you know, they're not all up on all this stuff, and it's time to step up, brothers and sisters, and get out there and get the word out so we can just exceed what Jay wants, man, because I'm all for our country and our nation, but less government, less control.
Tony, this is a lot more government and ultimate control, because it's controlling almost 20% of our nation's economy. I could give you the moral implications of this, which are the abortion issues, the end of life issues, taking care out of the family. I could also give you the economic consequences of this. It does not work. The people that sponsored it primarily and were in favor of it, the unions, what have they gotten? Exemptions. They're not required to participate this in. You know who's going to have to participate in this bill? You and me. The American citizens, not the unions who supported it, not some of the other corporations that supported it, but it's the citizens of the United States. So what Tony said is absolutely correct. And that is, this is where you come in, folks. You need to be part of this. Now, I am looking right now at my screen. We've had almost 300 people contact us already in the last few minutes. On today's broadcast. I need many, many more than that. I really want to go to the Supreme Court with 250,000 people. Can you imagine that? 100+ members of the United States Congress and 250,000 citizens of the United States from all 50 states. This will be unprecedented. But this is where you come in. Folks, there is no time like the present to take action, and you have the right to do it. Join with us in this brief, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You go to your phones now. Let me do this also for our television audience only. I want to play for you on TV a portion of the panel that Jordan hosted on this very issue with the Attorney General from Florida, who's the lead plaintiff in the case. So the television audience will get to see that. For everybody else, Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, Nicole's calling from Colorado with a good question, actually, because it's been a while, Dad, since we've gotten to this level on this issue. Nicole, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I guess my question is, signing on to this brief, do I actually get to make a comment, or am I just putting my name out there? I think you're going to have people.
Ooh. Sure. No, that's a great question. You know, you don't get to make a comment. This is a very good explanation. I'm actually holding in my hand a copy of the brief that we filed when we asked the court to hear the case. You'll see inside of it, and we'll have this for our television audience as well. These are arguments that we make. They're legal arguments. What we're doing, though, and it's a great question, Nicole, is we put this together, Jordan, and it allows our legal position to be backed up by the American people. The comment
section
is done. This is the legal section now.
And that's exactly what you're getting, the same opportunity that we give to members of Congress. So they have signed on now, 106, saying, yes, we agree with the ACLJ's legal analysis. We agree with the ACLJ's stance on this. That's what you're doing, Nicole. You're saying, so do I. And it takes a lot of work for us to put together all of your hundreds of thousands of names on this, but with something we have told you so fundamental that you have told us, please get this to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's why we need your name on this brief. I think it's a great question, Nicole, because it's been a while since we've had this level where we're going to have something this unprecedented, two-day oral argument, 5.5 hours, number of issues. And we're going to know, folks, before Election Day, a long time before Election Day, June or July before the election in November, is Obamacare constitutional? Are parts of it unconstitutional? Does the whole thing fall apart? Is it all okay? Does the Anti-Injunction Act apply? If that does, what does that mean? So we will know if it will take political change, Congress and a new president, to get rid of this structure before it goes into force, or if it's already been taken out of force and it's basically been dismantled. And, Dad, even the individual mandate itself, the Wall Street Journal had a headline saying the whole thing should go. But specifically, everyone is going to be interested to see where the Supreme Court goes on the individual mandate. Because we talked about abortion, we talked about the health care issue. But if they don't, even if they were say this law is unconstitutional maybe, but not the answering specifically on the individual mandate is also about congressional and not just congressional, federal power for decades to come.
Let me be very clear on this, Jordan, because you bring up a very important point, and that's this. This is the largest expansion of federal authority into individuals' regulatory life that we've ever seen in U.S. history, certainly since the FDR era. You're talking about that kind of takeover here. It's taking over basically 20% of the economy. What we've got now is a real serious and significant question. That question is this. Does Congress have the authority to regulate and mandate that you buy something that includes abortion provisions in it that you don't want to acquire? The answer to that needs to be no. Now, I was on NBC Nightly News last night with Brian Williams, a piece that Pete Williams did from the Supreme Court. I did Fox News this morning, the 700 Club. All of that's available at ACLJ.org. But that's the scope of what we're talking about in this litigation. It is that significant. Are we going to let Congress run our private lives to this extent? The answer to that, we think, needs to be no. But this is going to be a hard-fought case, a charged case. I mean, there's going to be a lot of emotions on this. But, folks, we are fighting for fundamental freedom, fundamental fairness, and the ability to make sure your voice is heard. And fortunately, we've got the way you can do it. You're going to be joining with 106 now members of the United States Congress. You're going to be joining with our legal team here at the American Center for Law and Justice. You'll be part of a brief going to the Supreme Court of the United States on the Obamacare challenge. Now, here's what we've got to do. There is no time like the president to stand for life, no time like the present to stand up against this regulatory overreach by Congress, and a lot of members of Congress agree with us. But, folks, this is your chance to speak out. Join this brief. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, sign up online. Almost 40,000 of you have done that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Becoming part of history or ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It's official. The Supreme Court of the United States will now determine whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's right. The highest court in the land has decided to hear the flawed health care law. And now we must focus on urging the justices to declare this problematic measure unconstitutional. For more than a year and a half, the ACLJ has battled Obamacare in the courts. We knew from the very start that this law was bad for America, a pro-abortion, government-run measure that does not provide the kind of health care America needs or deserves. Stand with the ACLJ now. With a decision expected by the High Court in just a matter of months, it's now more important than ever to voice your opposition to Obamacare. Join our amicus brief to be filed in this case, urging the High Court to reject Obamacare and declare it unconstitutional. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I encourage you to visit us at aclj.org. Check out the website. We posted a lot of the media interviews we've done on this issue, so they're up there, and we've got a lot of them, a lot of the stories. Of course, the brief is the biggest issue, but we've got a lot of your calls coming in. Jordan also did this very special presentation. I think we're going to show that on a future program as well, the entire debate and discussion that they had on this. So we've been at the forefront of this. Look, this is the challenge of challenges. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. This is a hard one to predict, but I will tell you this. I want to fight. Win or lose, I want to fight because, Jordan, politically or legally, the consequences of this are significant. Either way it goes here.
Let's just talk raw politics real quickly. We're going to know before the election now, will it take a new president and more congressmen and women who are opposed to Obamacare to repeal this because the Supreme Court has said, well, we can't, you know, it's they're not saying it necessarily would be good policy, but maybe they say it's not unconstitutional. They reach that point. I mean, this is an unprecedented case. Federal government's never gone for this kind of power grab. Even the judges who have said this is constitutional along the way are relying on laws from the 1940s, which have not been reexamined by the Supreme Court, really, because it hasn't been done like this. So when we find that out, we'll know. Is it going to take a massive political change to stop this from going to effect, to kill small businesses, to hurt jobs, and for all the abortion reasons, all the reasons we don't like Obamacare? That's part one. Part two, if it does fall, we know what? That this president, who basically this is his only major piece of legislation, has had it totally gutted by the U.S. Supreme Court right before Election Day. And what does that do? It says, is this the person you really think is most competent, even if you support health care reform to that extent, and you want that, to try to propose this? Because obviously they did not realize the full extent of what they were writing when it was passed by, remember, Dad, the bare minimum majority at the House of Representatives.
Right.
They got to 218. One vote less, this wouldn't even be at the Supreme Court. It wouldn't be law. That tells you how there were a lot of Democrats who didn't vote for this because they were concerned about not just the abortion issue, not just the health care issue, but the precedent they were setting for future Congress, for the future federal government, to basically regulate whatever they wanted to, force you to do something, or penalize you. And that's why I need to add your name to the brief. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, Ida is calling from Florida Online, too, with a great comment. Ida, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ida.
I am so glad to be online.
Great.
I believe that the law is unconstitutional. I believe that it is totally unfair and unvoted that the president has the right to tell us and the Congress without our vote that we have to take this and stuff it down our throat and swallow it.
Well, let me make it worse to give you a bad flashback here, Ida. This is soundbite number four, Nancy Pelosi, February 2010, talking about what we'll find out about the bill and when we'll know what's in it.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. You have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. That's the reason why you go to your phones right now, because that's not the way our form of government works. We don't pass a bill to find out what's in it. And by the way, what we're finding out hasn't been so good. We found out that there's all kind of abortion requirements in there. We found out that there's school clinic mandates in there. We found out that unions are being exempted even though they were backing it. That's what we're finding out in this process. We're also finding out that some aspects of the long-term care don't work economically. I'm going to tell you the whole bill doesn't work economically. But folks, that's why you've got the opportunity, and I want you to do this. Join with me at the Supreme Court of the United States on the merits. You're going to be joining me and 106 members right now of the United States Congress. There'll be more by the time we file this. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You become part of history. You take a stand. This is the time to take action. Jordan, who do we have next?
Brett's calling from Pennsylvania Online 5. Brett, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Brett.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. Hey, I have a question, and this is in regards to the recent vote in Ohio.
Right.
More or less turned down the individual mandate, and also the vote by the, one of Ronald Reagan's judges at the last round of, circular courts, and his decision said
yeah.
that it his constitution. What impact could these things have on the Supreme Court?
Let me give you the – I'm going to answer the question about the Reagan appointee, and then I'm going to let Jordan answer the political consequences of what happened in Ohio. Let me tell you something. That was our case in the D.C. Circuit. Judge Silberman, who's a good judge, found it to be constitutional. We think he's wrong. Interestingly, a judge in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, appointed by President Clinton, found the law to be unconstitutional, and we think she was right. So it's not falling along ideological lines, but you bring the issue up of the political side of this, and that is significant because the people in Ohio, Jordan, rejected. Now, we're going to have to argue the legal side at the Supreme Court, but the American people, at least people in Ohio, rejected it in Ohio.
Well, here's the interesting point, too. I think legally speaking, our goal was to get it to the Supreme Court. This was not going to be decided by some circuit court judge who was appointed in the 1980s. This is going to be decided by the United States Supreme Court. It doesn't really matter, Republican, Democrat, who appointed them. It's brand new. I think any votes are swayable for both sides here because they've never looked at this kind of power grab before. Now, the thing about this case, it's interesting that it's moved within 2 years, very quickly through 20 months through the federal process to get to this 2-day, 5.5-hour battle at oral arguments. That doesn't include all of the briefing. Let me explain the political fallout, which is interesting, Brett, that you brought it up, because remember in Ohio they also rejected the collective bargaining new rules that the Republicans had proposed there by Governor Kasich, and people are saying that it was a victory for President Obama. And the media ignored that the same people who rejected the much tougher collective bargaining rules also overwhelmingly rejected Obamacare still. And that's Ohio. Why significant? Swing state.
Absolutely.
Independent voters, a lot of blue collar, a lot of labor workers who are breaking from the unions now on interesting votes. That means what? There's still debt, a serious disdain from the American people. Not just Republicans or Democrats or party line, just because of the idea that the federal government can really, if they can do it with health care, which people may like because of health care is one thing, they can do it with everything else. That freaks out people.
It does. And the reality is, though, here's what I think we've got to be really clear on, folks. This is, all of the issues have been presented to the Supreme Court. They're hearing all of them. There's not an issue that we wanted to be heard that's not. I mean, they're being heard. So this is the complete landscape of this case. Which means at the end of the day, the Supreme Court decision will then turn into a political decision as well. If the court strikes it as unconstitutional, here's what's going to happen. The Democrats will be saying, that's why you've got to have more liberal justices at the Supreme Court. If it falls down on ideological lines, and there's no guarantee that it will, but that will be one thing that's going to be said. If it goes against our position, then it's going to be, well, you need to control the House, the Senate, and the White House in order to get rid of this law. You've had all the Republican nominees for president say, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. Well, that's great, but they've got to be in position to do that, which means they have to be the president in order to do that, and certainly the House and the Senate to get the law completely out. You could do some things by executive order. But the point of fact is that this is the challenge of challenges. Now, the state of Florida is the lead plaintiff in the case. We are representing over 100 members of the United States Congress and you, and that's where you come in here. I want to encourage you right now. This is, folks, critical. I need hundreds of you to go to your phones right now. I want to be well over 40,000 by the time I come back and talk to you tomorrow. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You make that call, you're signing on to a brief going to the Supreme Court of the United States. You're really going to the Supreme Court with me. I'm going to be able to say we represent hundreds of thousands of people from all around the country. You can also, very easy way to do it, ACLJ.org. Just go to the website, ACLJ.org. Very simple way for you to engage this. I encourage you to do it at ACLJ.org. But let me also say this. We're in a matching challenge. We've got to file these briefs at the Supreme Court. You donate online to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift. You make a phone call pledge, we get a gift as well. So I encourage you to make a tax-deductible gift at ACLJ.org, or you go to your phones right now, folks. This is the moment we've been waiting for. You become part of history here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.